With comics, the merging of art and words creates a unique medium. The art pulls in the mind, and the words make the reality. A picture may be worth a thousand words, while words may convey what art cannot, but the two types together are truly powerful. As for anime, animation can do inexpensively what special effects crews can't even touch. Art is a limited form of virtual reality. Art, however, requires plot to make the story come to life. As I've said, even children's Japanese comics and animation deal with things like death. They also show that one's enemies aren't just evil. In series like Gundam, you can see that the enemies have hopes and dreams of their own, and do, in fact, have reasons for what they do. They aren't just crazy or just plain evil. They're real. Actions have consequences. If the protagonist screws up, he or she has to deal with the results. And if the person is smart, he or she will remember not to make that mistake again. The characters grow and change, learn new skills, get better at old skills, mature and gain wisdom, unless, of course, it's a comical series like Doraemon. Another trait of manga and anime that I've always liked, though perhaps I hadn't realized it until recently, is their tendency to contain a sense of spiritual optimism, and not just simplistic good over evil stuff. Bad people can improve and find redemption. Unhappy heroes can find themselves through personal crisis, and in so doing, find happiness. Life does have meaning and purpose, though it must be fought for. Hard work will pay off, but maybe only in the long run. Difficulties occur, but they can be overcome. Strength is found from helping others, even to the point of self-sacrifice. Not all stories have these messages, but many do. And when these simple but universal themes are woven more or less convincingly into the fabric of good plots and characters, magic happens.